Most phishing attacks can be avoided by checking the URL, the source URL. This is either, if you received an email, you can hover over the link, not quite clicking it, but just hover over it. It will show you the actual source target URL. So even if the hyperlink says, hey, click here, you can actually see where the source is. The other approach is you click the link, you can look at the browser, right? So check the URL, fixable.com, I trust that. So 99% of phishing attack can be avoided by looking at the URL. There are some shady site that hide the address bar. You can do all sorts of things. So make it a little bit harder, but you still can't find the stuff by looking at the URL. That and DNS poisoning, which basically if the DNS stays facebook.com, but the attacker intercepted the DNS and resolved it to their IP address, you can't do anything about that. That's another nasty one. But these are rare. Most of the phishing attacks can be avoided by just looking at the URL. This security researchers found a way to show you the login window for Google, Facebook, Apple, and show you the actual URL. But the content is actually the phishing website. Let's take a look and see how did he do that. Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right, so this comes from Mr. DOX, D0X, and he called this attack Browser in the Browser Attack. New name, first time I hear about it. But the idea here is he asked this question. So, can I make the check the URL advice less reliable, right? So for the most time, if you click on a link, you know, let's say Canva, you know, and you have that continue with Apple, continue with Facebook, continue with Google. You click on that, you get this nice pop-up that says, okay, go ahead and log in, you know? And you can clearly see that, okay, this is the actual domain for google.com. So you can fully trust it. And we've been telling people, at least I tell my parents and my sisters, hey, look at this if you want to know that site is trusted, right? He's trying to say that even that is not enough anymore. Let's see how did he get around that. So what he did is, look at this, for example. These are identical look to Facebook pane, right? But this one is the phishing one, and this one is the real one. And look at the domain. Facebook.com. Facebook.com. How did he do that? I was like, what? How did he do that? Did he created window object and then inserted the contents of the window.object? I started thinking about all of sorts of things, but it was really a simple trick using JavaScript and literally just a slight of a trick. So here's a demo. So what happened here is when you click sign in Microsoft, you actually go to Microsoft.com and you pop up that window. But in the background, right, he has an iframe that looks identical to that login page. And he has some events that the mouse events and mouse move that follow that dialog. So if you move that window, which he can insert the events because he created that event, that window, right? anywhere you move that login window, he will move the content, the iframe with it. So this iframe is actually the attacker content. So this is not real one. So it's just, it's like, think of it as like it's overlaid on top of it. And wherever it moves with it. So if you enter your username and password, you're entering it effectively in the attacker's phishing website. All of that while the domain is fully trusted, logged with microsoftonline.com. So that is really nasty. And he actually referenced all the templates and how did he that. So I thought this is interesting to share. And one obviously disadvantage of this is, So one of the limitations here is that code has to be executed in the attacker's control. And you can only do that if you manage to get the user to click on a link or land on a domain that you own and you have that login page. So the advice now is just, you can't just look at the URL, to be honest. You should not really trust sites that even have the login to Google with them anymore. Plus, when you actually log into Facebook, you know, there's some sort of history that is associated with the domain. So the browser will show you this list of history. So you can tell that, hey, have I been here before or not? And there is autocomplete at the browser. So yeah, guys, what do you think about this? Do you think this is new, or have you seen something like this before? I know on Twitter, I've seen people started posting something similar that they did years ago with similar concept. Let me know in the comment section below. I'm going to see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.